have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they've wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's raining in L.A. I think it stopped right now for this moment. But it was a rainy night in L.A. I felt like it was raining all over the world. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question. My biblical question. What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is it? It's an amazing question. If you ever discover this, you shall be free. Not might, but you shall. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, wherever you are, and you just can't watch the show, and so you podcast, you can podcast it. But you can also be listening on your phone, doing whatever you're doing. Running, walking, working out, cooking, cleaning, riding your car, whatever. You can listen on your phone anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats. Every Wednesday, we have Manhood Hour and the third hour of the show. But the first 2 hours of the show, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence Wednesday. That was then when America was America and before the Civil Rights Movement. And this is now after the Civil Rights Movement.
It blows my mind how
and America
black
ain't America no more.
Everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, come.
Hey,
Tony.
My miracle about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. America was America at one point. When black people were free, independent thinkers, they did not have black leaders. they voted and did what they wanted to do and without having anyone else telling them how to vote and who to vote for and why they should or should not. But that's gone now. It went downhill with the so-called civil rights movement. The worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion. What a mess, but you can overcome. So I have a question. Listen up. One, two, three. And I was thinking about this. I'm like, I wonder what. And so I thought, let me ask. Ask! I really was thinking about that. I was like, what the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. People gone crazy. So my question is, you ready? I really want to see you. What value do you get out of your sickness? What value do you get out of your sickness? Your sickness of fear, of doubt, your sickness of worry, anxiety, stress, pressure, inability to be one, to be whole, to be free. You need a group. Your sickness of past and future thoughts and emotions. Your fear that you live with daily. Whether you're in a crowd, you take your fears everywhere you go. You take your sickness everywhere you go. You don't even leave it at home. You take it with you. What value are you getting out of that? What value are you getting out of the sickness of anger? What value are you getting out of the sickness of anger, resentment, jealousy, strife, and revenge? What value are you getting out of the thrill of trying to hurt other people? What value are you getting out of the thrill of trying to hurt others, including your wife, your husband, ladies, or your boyfriends, your girlfriend, guys, your family members, your neighbors, your workers, anybody? What value are you getting from that? What value are you getting out of the sickness of believing thoughts? You believe thoughts about you and other people. You believe thoughts about fears and everything. You live and you won't let go. I tell you all the time, let it go. It's just a thought. It's not you. But you won't let it go. You're like, what the? I tell you all the time, there is a higher way of living, and that we all have to overcome the lower way and be free. But you won't do it. What value are you getting from the sickness of blaming other people for the way you feel? Because the so-called good, which is evil, or bad, which is evil, emotions, and all that is happening in you. I say it's not even happening outside of you. It's inside of you. And even if someone pressures you to be angry or whatever, to do what they want you to do, it still starts with you first. It starts inside of you. If you were working on you, you would be in charge of you, no one else. What value are you getting out of the sickness of being afraid or lonely or suicidal? Or even escaping thoughts only to land right back inside of them? What value are you getting out of your sickness that you are so willing to hold on to them? You are holding on to all that stuff because you want it. You do want it. Because you can truly live a free life and just let life happen and let it flow. But you won't. So I wonder, I tell people all the time, stop thinking. That's all you got to do. And they won't do it. So I wonder, what value are they getting out of the hell that they live in? Because that is hell. It ain't heaven. There's a higher power, and he cares for you. And I hear him calling your name. He's calling your name, and you won't even answer to the call. And the call is freedom. What value are you getting allowing somebody else to teach you dumb stuff instead of pointing you to the teacher within? Why do you trust that more than you trust the teacher within when you're clearly told that no one teach you? What value are you getting from that? I really want to know. Because there are so many people I counsel with, we talk to in the fellowships, on different shows with Amar, and they still won't let it go. They're like, no, this is human nature. What value are you getting out of living human nature? Really? I want to know, what value are you getting from your sickness? And you take your insecurity, your shyness, your anger, everywhere you go. You can't even go to a party unless you take it with you. You won't even leave it at home. You're getting some type of value from it. What is it? You call the darkness, which are your values, light. And you call the light darkness. You hate the light and love the darkness. So what value are you getting from that? Being shy. Shaking to your boots. Believing that there is such thing as racism, all kind of isms. Hating your fellow man. Think about that. What value are you getting from judging and resenting your fellow human beings? You're getting some type of sick value from it. What? It's not helping you in a good way. So why don't you let it go? Or why do you value that way more than the right way? I understand we're all born into darkness. But why don't you come out of the darkness into the light? What value are you getting from staying in the darkness your whole lifetime when you could be free? And blaming somebody else. What value do you get from blaming other people for the way you feel and what you do? And because you take value out of your own sickness, you affect the whole world with that. First by affecting your own world within you. And then you bring it out into the other world, the other part, the world, and affect everybody you go around. I just wonder, because so many people would not let the thoughts go. And the thoughts bring out all these terrible emotions. And they both are evil. They both are dark and wicked. And you call them good. You even call them you. I am afraid. I love and hate. I this and that. What value did you get? I just want to know. And it is Black Excellence today. And it's getting worse. Human beings are gone crazy. I know they said, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. But the human beings are the world. And they're gone crazy. Really, they're just gone absolutely crazy. You're so crazy. You're so crazy. Get out of here. This is from Wave. what value, if this is true about this judge, what value is she getting from this? Her sick values, if it's true. Wave 3 is reported. A judge imposed a 30-year sentence, cutting the jury's recommendation sentence by half for a 24-year-old defendant convicted in December of robbery, kidnapping, and sexual abuse for the 2023 attack on a female he did not know. Watch this from Wave 3.
Before we even get appearances, Mr. Thompson, I'm going to need you to be respectful.
I ain't doing nothing.
Well, it's fine. Okay?
What?
That's fine.
This is how the final sentencing for Christopher Earl Thompson began. Thompson convicted in December of robbery, kidnapping, sodomy, and sexual abuse for the 2023 attack on a woman he did not know. Thompson, in a ski mask, abducted her in her own car, drove her to a school parking lot, and forced her to perform horrific sexual acts on him at gunpoint. He then drove to an ATM, robbed her, and drove back to the school to sexually assault her again.
This was, like I said during the trial, every woman's worst nightmare.
That's the prosecutor asking the judge to uphold the jury's recommendation that Thompson serve 65 years for those crimes. She asked the judge to also consider his conduct, which is in the record as vile, expletive-filled outburst in court we cannot air on TV.
Boy, that judge ain't doing nothing. And she black and he black. I don't know what you tell me. What the? He even told the judge to eat his private part. The black boy told the judge that. And you still want mama on court as a judge? Now you see why females should not be in leadership role? 24-year-old male, 24. He's like, I don't care what you said, Jack. Shut that up. And here, according to the report, the judge felt, watch this, the judge felt the 24-year-old defendant had matured mentally and never had a real chance to get help. Watch this.
But Judge Davis thought the jury's recommendation was too long. She feels he hasn't mentally matured yet and never had a real shot at getting any help early in life.
But if you were to come in here and instead of being hurt and angry, which is what this court hears, right, as a 20-year-old African-American male that has been, you know, experienced this society, et cetera, and you would show that, yes, okay, this is the situation. This is who I am. I don't want to be this person anymore. I don't want to be in jail for forever.
You're like, I don't care. Shut up. This is a society you can make it in. A 24-year African-American, this society you can make. See? And you call the darkness light. If this is true, this woman is pure evil. And the boy, like, I don't care. Shut up. What do you mean, society I live in? Yeah. He's like going off on this black judge, and she playing mama all the way. They recommended 60-something years of punishment. And the judge's like, no, I'm going to give you 30. Because you have a chance to get help. And this is a 24-year-old black male. In this society, a black female judge, and you still believe that women should be in leadership role, every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. It's just the rule. It's the way it is. Here's a 24-year-old repeatedly stated, he repeatedly stated he did not care. Watch this.
Thompson repeatedly stated he did not care, not about his sentence, the victim, or her family. But Judge Davis emphasized she's the one that holds the pen, and regardless of what the media may think, she applies the law. To her, 65 years was an extremely long time. As she puts it, it's his whole life, one she doesn't believe should be spent entirely behind bars.
This court does not believe that Mr. Thompson, if given the resources that he can get while incarcerated, is beyond being rehabilitated.
Thompson was sentenced to 30 years in prison, less than half of what a jury of his peers believed he should have received.
Amazing. I rest my case. I'm going to give you half of that so you can hurry up and get out and do it again. Because you're a 24-year-old black male, you haven't had a chance in this society. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. But that's what my America has become. This is a DEI judge, and this is what you get. Because you put her in the judgeship because she's a black female. With that kind of mindset. I thought women or females cared about females. It's your worst nightmare that something like this can happen. And yet a black female judge, according to the report, cut the sentence in half. Because he's a black male, 24-year-old male. He didn't have a chance in this society. Lying to him. Giving him an excuse. How will he get better? The judge said that I didn't have a chance in this society. So that's why I went and, according to the report, raped and robbed and made her go back to her house or wherever they went and do it again. Because the judge said, I ain't have a chance. I'm black. A wicked judge, if this is true. A lot of time they don't serve the whole sentences. Sometimes they cut that in half. That is so true. Grandpa. People gone crazy. Insane. One other quick story, then I take your calls. Why do you value your sickness of fear, of loneliness, of judging, of hate, of feel good, or crying? You value crying. That's why you cry. You value that. Why? When all of your tears have been wiped away, you still value crying rather than walking away from it. You value the sickness of crying. There is this female, according to this report, a black female. It's Black Excellent Wednesday. This black lady squatted. Not take a dump squatter, but moved into somebody's home. Every time I hear squatter, I think of. But she squatted, not take a dump squatter, but she moved into somebody else's home as though it was her own. And it's hell to get them out in the United States of America. WBFF is reporting. And this helper felt justified in moving into somebody else's home. Neighbors in a quiet Washington, D.C. suburb have watched what many say feel unsurreal. an alleged squatter took over a $2.3 million home. Unfold not on television, but outside of their front door. Watching some WBFF.
I never imagined that this would take this long.
Spotlight on Maryland reported in December about two alleged squatters who took over a $2.3 million house in Bethesda.
Just make this very clear.
Tamika Good, the squatter and self-described pro se litigation coach.
You can't be doing regular people.
Featured the estate in a TikTok video posted on her account just 6 days ago. Good was charged last year with multiple counts of burglary, trespassing, and other crimes associated with her squatter takeover of a multi-million dollar Bethesda home. She had a scheduled court appearance on Thursday morning. In exclusive footage obtained by Spotlight on Maryland, Good can be seen in a black Porsche Cayenne leaving the property soon before 7 to make it to court. During the trial, Good argued that it was unclear which bank owned the foreclosed house because there was no clear trespassing sign. The assistant state's attorney for Montgomery County replied after hearing Good repeat herself multiple times saying, "I know who doesn't own the property, and that's Tamika Good," adding, "This isn't some vacant, abandoned, way out of the woods house."
Black people are a mess. You know, went online and found out that ain't nobody living there. That's a beautiful home, too, on the outside. She up there living in it. What the? According to the report, Gooden was found guilty and sentenced to 90 days in prison, but was released just 11 days later and returned to the $2.3 million home. Watch this.
Why are you in a $2.5 million property, Ms. Good?
After 3.5 hours of arguing her case before a judge as her own representative, we attempted to make contact during the trial's lunch break.
Get out my face.
Ma'am, why are you in a $2.5 million property?
Judge John C. Moffitt gave remarks before he made the ruling, telling Good she had some demented thoughts to justify squatting. The prosecution replied, "This is frankly nuts." Good was found guilty on all counts of burglary and breaking and entering and immediately sentenced to 90 days in prison. 11 days later, Good was released on appeal on February 2nd after posting a $5,000 cash bond. Activities at the house started again soon after her release. For days, a woman wearing similar shoes and green pants was seen moving in and out of the alleged Bethesda squatter home.
As hate was said, black people are so amusing. And Goody attorney struggled to answer when WBFF asked how his client got into the property. How did she get in there? Why this?
We spoke with Alex Webster about his client.
Look, there's a question. It's really the number one question on everybody's mind. How would your client, Ms. Tamika Good, get inside a $2.3 million property?
Cut. I don't know if I can answer that. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Can I cut?
We're rolling. We're rolling, my friend. Yeah.
Well, Ms. Good did her research. She found out that a certain property was under... was under the control of a certain group, and that there was a title issue. Due to the title issue, she was able to assume the property under squatter's rights.
We pressed Montgomery County Police on why Good and other squatters remain. The spokesperson replied, saying the squatters have been in the house for more than 30 days, so they have gained residency status.
Wow. Why even bother buying a house if you see an empty house and go live in it anyway? It's safest 30 days and it's yours. And why would the judge listen to this effort for 3 hours? Please, plus hours. Black people are so, as Hake would say, so amusing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. People gone crazy. White people wonder, what, Lord, what's wrong with these people in my country acting like this? Had nothing to do with slavery, that's for sure. 888-77-JESSE, J-S-S-E, back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So, how are we laughing? That got to be your lawyer. He's sitting down for a controversial interview. He has no answers. What the? He like, can we cut it? Allegedly, he said. I don't know. A black lawyer. What the? Yahoo and Realtor.com is reported out in San Diego, California, that is. Team Target based vacant homes for sale for illegal parties. And they're charging a cover cost for the party in somebody else's home, a vacant home. And how do you get vacant right? I think they said in that report for vacant rights, or squatter rights, or something like that. Squatter rights. What the? A couple quick announcements. We have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had a very fun and interesting discussion with Jim Renacci. He is a politician and businessman who served as a Republican representative for Ohio 16th Congressional District from 2011 to 2019. And he was also the two-term mayor of Wadsworth, Ohio. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You have American citizens out there trying to stop ICE from doing its job.
I think peaceful protest should be allowed no matter where you're at.
This is not peaceful protest. This is anarchy. Why do you need a pope?
I think the Catholic religion works for me. It works for my family. It gives us our basis, and that's the real key.
We men always call women strong. Would you ever obey a woman?
I obey my mom all the time.
Amazing. Right. It's amazing. The world gone crazy. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel, and I do appreciate it. Got a lot of work to do. Or Jesse Lee Peterson on jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And today at 2 p.m., a brand new live episode of Punchin' TV every Wednesday at 2 p.m. PUNCHIETV.TV of Punchin' TV at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. So you have no excuses. And last but not least for now, It's Valentine's this Saturday. And we're doing shout-outs. I am for you. Valentine's shout-outs, birthday shout-outts, encouragement shout-outs, wedding shout-out, whatever it may be, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And there is a little discount there for you for Valentine's. So you have no excuses. Cameo.com, and I will do them for you. It's just mind-blowing to me that this, according to the report, a black female judge, and this boy telling her, I don't care, leave me alone, do what you want. I am black, a black male in this time or something like that. I wonder, I'm just wondering if it had been a white male who was accused of doing this to a black female, and the white male got 60 years and was going off on the judge, and the judge was being mama to him. No, I'm gonna cut it to 30 years because you ain't had a chance. I wonder what she has done that had it been a white male accused of doing that to a white female. I'm wondering now, out loud, what she have said to the white male? You're a white male in this society, so I understand it. You just didn't have a chance. You didn't get help. So I'm cutting the 60 years to 30 years. I wonder. Jerome is out of New Jersey. Jerome, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jerome.
Yeah. So, you know.
Are you on a speakerphone or something, Jerome?
No. Why, can you hear me?
Yeah, speak right into the phone.
Okay, is this good?
Yeah, that is. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, I listened to you. I've been listening to you for years and almost every day. And, you know, sometimes I call in. And usually me and you, I agree with certain things that you say.
Right.
I disagree with certain things that you say.
Yeah.
And usually the things that I disagree with, you know, I just, sometimes I call in, talk about it. I move forward from it and that's just it. But I think your comments yesterday about Trump's post, on Obama's, you know, putting their faces on monkeys. Honestly, I think I've lost all respect for you, Jesse.
Okay. And what am I supposed to do about that?
I think you should honestly consider why you speak the way that you do.
You were upset about a post that had nothing to do with you?
No, I wasn't about that. I was about your comments toward it.
What did I say? I forgot.
You said basically you gave every excuse in the book why this was okay, and somehow the people that responded to it or that were angry about it, that they were wrong. And not the president, Daddy didn't do anything wrong. Everybody else did.
Repeat that.
Everybody else that responded to that post or that were angry about that post, Everybody did something wrong. But Trump didn't do anything
what
wrong.
What did I say about it? I forgot what I said. Remind me.
You said that these are just words and why does this bother you and y'all don't really care and this is all in your head. And basically, no, Trump gets held to the, or he gets no responsibility for what he does.
But what was wrong, what I don't quite understand, Jerome, and I do appreciate your call. Why were you bothered? And Trump said he didn't even know that was at the end of that.
He did. No, he knew it.
You didn't believe him?
He knew it. No, I didn't. Nobody.
Why didn't you believe him? Why didn't you believe him?
Why did you?
No, why didn't you believe him?
Because he posted it. How would he not know what's at the end of his own video, Jesse? You don't even believe that.
He didn't even have time to look at it, he said.
And why did you believe that?
I neither believe nor disbelieve. I didn't take it either way.
But you just said it as if you believed it.
I just told you. I neither believed it or disbelieved it.
Okay, so let me tell you then. That's not the truth. He saw what you posted. He posted it on his Truth Social, Twitter, whatever. He posted it.
He said that he watched the first part of it, right?
It was a minute-long clip. What does he mean, first part? It's not a movie.
Because it was about voter integrity. That's why he didn't watch the whole thing, according to him.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Now, how do you know, though? How do you know he was lying?
Jesse, I don't even want to talk about him lying. And I want to talk about the larger point.
No, calm down. We'll get to that.
I already answered the
question. Hold on. Why do you disbelieve him about that?
I just told you, Jesse, you don't like my answer. You don't want to accept it.
Why do you believe it?
I just took, because he posted the clip, Jesse. He's saying I didn't see the second part of it. It was a minute-long clip. It wasn't 2 hours.
Oh, because he just needed to give it the green light. He didn't need to watch the whole thing. His workers was working for him.
So how does he give it that if he doesn't watch it then?
I mean, you ain't got time. You have workers. You don't have time to look at the whole thing, man. It was about something else anyway.
You don't believe this.
But let me ask, why are you so upset about it? It wasn't about you.
That's not what I was mad about. What I was mad about was your comments toward it. Because if Jasmine Crockett were to say something like that, if Jasmine Crockett were to sit up there and say, I don't like Trump, it would have been World War III. White people, y'all got to take back y'all country, and this is why we don't need women in government, and these black people are here to kill y'all. Yet when Trump, when daddy does it, it's all good, because you're going to make every excuse in the book for him. And I hate to say this, Jesse, but
did you watch the whole video, Jerome?
Yeah, it was 1 minute long. Why are you? No, address what I just said.
I don't know what to tell you about that. I don't know. I have no answer for
that.
I don't understand why you're so upset about what I said about it, what anyone else said about it. You won't tell me why you're so upset about it, what I said about it.
I keep on telling you, but you won't accept my answer.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Jesse, I'm not about to keep on repeating myself.
I'm sorry, Drew. I didn't hear what you said. We were talking over each other at the
Yes,
point.
I said it was only a minute long. I saw the whole thing.
Okay.
Did you see the whole thing? Wait, did you see the whole thing?
No, I just saw that part.
So how are you going to comment on it if you didn't even see the whole thing?
What did I say? What did I say that required me to see the whole thing?
Okay, Jesse, you trying to play a game on this phone?
No,
and
I'm not.
I don't know why.
I appreciate, Jerome, I totally appreciate your call. That's why I take them.
But you keep on asking me the same thing over and over.
I
asked
you, why did I need to watch the whole thing to comment on the part that I did see? My producer showed me this part, and I didn't have time to
respond to what I said, Jesse.
What did you say?
Why is it anytime Trump does something wrong, you don't give him any pushback? Yet if any Democrat, if any liberal, if any black person, if any gay person, if any person that's not Trump or a white straight male does something, it's like they all killed somebody. That's the way you react.
But what did he do wrong? I haven't seen anything he's done wrong.
Jesse.
What did you do wrong? Give me one thing that he did wrong.
Did you hear anything that I just said?
Yeah.
So,
but you said that, why do I give Trump a pass when he does wrong? And I'm asking, what did he do wrong, Jerome?
Yesterday. I don't want to talk about his past.
So, hold on, Jerome.
I just want
hold
to
on.
Talk about yesterday.
Hold on. So we're there. Oh, they just reminded me, Jerome. I did disagree with the great White Hope on one thing.
I
remember
that
he was going to let all those Chinese, I believe, immigrants come in. And I said, the Great White Hope should not be doing that. We need to close down the back door and the front door and clean up the country and put America back to work. And And from that point, I just agree with that. What do you think about that?
What you agree with the South African immigrants coming?
No. Stay with me with that first before you go to the South Africa. What do you
said?
I never disagree with him, Jamal, and I disagree with that. Do I get
so
a point?
You have one example.
Do
so
I get a point for that?
Do you want one?
Yeah.
Okay, so you could have that one. So you would disagree with him about
so
one
now
thing.
You,
and he's been
at least
office.
You can say I have disagreed with him, right?
This is pathetic.
Right, Jerome?
Yeah, sure. If you really need that and if you want to cling on to that, then you got that. But
okay.
Why did you? But you agree with the South African immigrants coming in. You no. agree with immigrants coming in. You just didn't want Chinese ones.
Well, we need some white people here.
Not South Africans.
Why not?
Because they're losers. They can't even fix their own country.
Who?
What are they going to do here? South Africa.
They moved out into the white people gave the blacks South Africa inner city area and all that. And they moved out to the foreign land, and now they are building their own city where blacks are not allowed. So they do. White people know how to make things right like that.
But those whites did it. They had to flee their own country and come here because they're losers and they can't fix their own country.
No, they flee because they wanted to come to America. And I'm glad. Do you agree with me that we need white babies?
No, I don't.
Why not?
We need babies. The birth rate is declining. We don't need a certain race of babies.
But be honest, Jerome. If only the people of color had children and not white people, would the country get better or worse?
I didn't say that. You said that.
No, I'm asking you.
I don't. Why would only people of color have children? White people are still having children.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. There's
no, they're declining in numbers.
What are we supposed to do about that? That's not our issue. They have to do that.
But I'm asking you, if only the people of color had children in America, would America get better or worse?
I don't know, Jesse.
Yes, you do.
I can't see into the future, Jesse.
No, you do know, Jerome.
I don't know what kids today will do tomorrow.
Tell me something that the people of color have done to make America better since white people have given them DEI.
You said DEI?
Yeah.
I don't know what DEI has to do. I mean, black people have done individual things that they wanted to do. I can't sit here and list off accomplishments, Jesse. I'm sure they have great adventures.
You can't name one thing that the blacks have done to make America better since they received DEI.
DEI is not even a thing anymore.
It
Trump
is.
Trump it down.
That's not true. I know for a fact it's a thing.
Where?
Everywhere. We just saw you a black judge, a DEI judge.
How do you know that she's in there because of DEI? Because
she's black.
But Trump struck down DEI.
Otherwise, she wouldn't even be a judge.
So do you think Trump struck it down or not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I really don't know the answer. Look like
you
I
know
heard
this,
that.
Jesse. You reported on it. I heard you report on it.
Hold on a minute. Let me ask Derek. Hold on, my producer. Derek, did Trump do that? Yes, my producer, he black, told me that Trump didn't take it down. But that DEI judge was already in there before the Great White Hope did that.
Okay, I don't care about that.
And
why
then,
Jerome, something in the past?
And then, Jerome, even though the Great White Hope has taken away DEI, the liberal white people are still going to be afraid and they feel sorry for the blacks. They're going to let them in anyway. Is that true or not?
You all in your head. This
no,
is not,
I'm not
real.
Jerome, nobody. Honestly, man, I'm telling you this. You know this, Jerome. You black, right?
I am black.
You know I'm telling the truth, man. So can you name one thing that the blacks have done to make America better since DEI?
Can you name something white people have done?
No, you can't answer the question. What a question, man.
Can you name something white people have done? You always want to sit here and put down black people.
No, that's not a put down. Black people used to be amazing, Jerome, before the whole civil rights movement happened. They were independent thinkers. They did it for themselves.
They do that now.
Huh?
They do that now.
No, they don't. They can't do it. They blame. They beg. Affirmative action has been against the law in California. But still.
Everywhere. Affirmative action and DEI have been struck down.
But they don't. But the white people don't obey that law. They still get a black. But you're wrong. Let me tell you, man. I do appreciate your call. I would encourage you to don't be mad.
Yeah, I think you need to stop treating that man like he your daddy. I think so you need to be a man. You treating that man like he's your daddy.
Who? No, he's a great white hope.
No, you call him daddy.
I don't call him daddy. I said other people call him daddy. Now you're lying on me.
I can post clips of where you say daddy's home and you're calling him daddy.
That's a song, man.
But you said it. You sung it, though.
But that was in relationship to they calling
to
him. Jerome, hold on. They call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. He tell the sea to be the wind to be still, and it does. They call him king, and they hold king rallies around the world. Some people call him daddy, and dad is home. I call him the great white hope. Is that clear now?
No, it's not.
But I didn't call him daddy. I call him the great white hope.
No, Yeah, and then you said the thing, you treat him like he's Jesus, talking about the wind and the seas obey him.
But
it's a little disturbing the way that you talk about this man.
But
like,
Jerome,
as a man,
Jerome,
let me just say this.
Jerome, let me just say first. Hold on, I'll let you say that.
Go ahead.
The world obeys Donald Trump. He told the world to be still, and the world be still. And now they are working with him instead of against America. He told wars to cease, and wars ceased. He told the Allahu Akbar people in Israel to bring the prisoners home back to Israel. And they delivered
Jesse,
the prison.
You just saying a bunch of stuff that's not true. War is still going on.
Where?
In the Middle East.
Where?
Israel, your favorite country, Israel, or what's the other one, Palestine? There's still war going on.
How you know that?
All right, Jesse, I think I have nothing else for you.
All right. Thank you, Jerome. I appreciate you, man. I really do appreciate you. Thank you. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Kevin, yesterday on Cash App, just after the Jesse Lee Peterson show ended, tithe on tips.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your support, man. Thank you.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Helping us to help others.
Gregory Lee Henderson, 3 coffees. I sent y'all a couple songs. 2 versions written just for y'all.
Oh, good. I'll check them out.
90 going north somewhere. Take me back to those cotton fields.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Thank you. I'll check them out. And if we can use them, we will.
15 coffees from Nikki. Heard you love poems, so I thought I'd share one.
Okay.
A grounded presence is where wisdom is found. The heart is the vessel. The voice is the stream. In silence, in sound, in every dream. Let there be peace among all beings. Shooting star emoji.
Deep.
Very nice.
Deep, 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 deep. Thank you. Amazing.
And we'll have to read Brandon B. over on Rumble with his Rumble rant next time we get to the Super Chats later this morning, hopefully.
Thank you, Brandon. We will read it.
Thank y'all.
I got to take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. Hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought... Because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? I think I'm right. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Excellence. 2 hours of Black Excellence Wednesday. And then in the third hour, if we make it, Manhood Hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's the 11th of February, AD 2026. There is one line open. You, yes, you. If you're not Jerome, because Jerome already got on air, shout out. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, young or old, to get on hold, to get on air in the second hour of Black Excellence, or possibly the third hour, Manhood Hour, of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, no I in Jesse. Shout out. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, was reporting, it's been a tough job market, they say. Hiring has been sluggish. After you eat too much whatever, junk. Across industries for months, minimal layoffs have left workers with limited opportunities, so-called workers, right? Or wannabe workers, people who are not working. Anyway, fresh data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics today will show whether 2026 opened with new momentum. Maybe it's already happened. And that Savannah Guthrie's mama, Nancy Guthrie, a desperate search, they're calling it, for the mother of today host, Savannah Guthrie, remains ongoing after a person detained for questioning in the case was released hours ago. You may have seen that on the news if you watch the news or you keep up with anything going on related to that. And they had like SWAT and all kinds of stuff race over to some place in, I guess, Tucson, Arizona. They believe it was a Tucson resident, but they're not, at least at one point they believed it, I heard. Nancy Guthrie's location is still unknown, a source said. Tuesday, Savannah Guthrie shared a new message from her family, they call it, saying they believe their mother is still alive. Meanwhile, the FBI released doorbell camera footage from the night that Nancy Guthrie, 84-year-old woman, by the way, Christian, purportedly, disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago, 10, 11 days, something like that, showing a masked, armed man. They call it a person. FBI Director Kash Patel said the agency is examining multiple, quote-unquote, persons of interest. Interestingly, I heard that that doorbell camera, it was not recording, but somehow they were able to get that footage. So watch out when you're not... You may not be recording, but it may be recording. Interesting, huh? Fancy. Anyway, Canada had a mass shooting. Deadly. Very deadly. Deadliest shooting in decades. Canada's in shock, they say. After 9 people. Count them. 9. And any Germans who were there would be like, 9. Killed in a mass shooting Tuesday. The country's deadliest shooting in decades. The tragedy occurred at Tumbler Ridge, a remote mountain town. A mountain town? That's not supposed to happen. That's where normally, like, conservatives are. Sensible people. Are there any sensible people there? I thought there were. In Britain, they call into the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and the Hague Report and American Anchor, baby, and Punchy TV. In British Columbia... That's that one that's directly north of us here on the West Coast, right? Around there. Not that it was on the West Coast, but it has a coast. At least 7 victims killed at a high school. Oh, 2 others found dead at a residence believed to be connected to the incident. Sounds familiar. Dozens more injured, many suffering serious or life-threatening injuries. Suspected shooter described in an emergency alert as a brown-haired woman, purported woman, you never know in these days, wearing a dress, found dead at the school with a self-inflicted wound. You're not supposed to do that. Authorities said that they are working to determine a motive. What a mess. There are flight restrictions to and from El Paso, Texas, southern New Mexico, for about 10 days due to unspecified security concerns. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in the coming hour, at the end of the coming hour on Hague News, if it be the Lord's will. I'm James Hague, JLP, Hour 2. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Excellent Wednesday, the first 2 hours. And then it's Manhood Hour in the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, what is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you can podcast the show. And then you can still listen on your phone anywhere in the world while it is still happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday, the second hour of the show today. And because we love the blacks, every Wednesday, the first 2 hours is Black Excellence. It was in the good old days before the Civil Rights Movement. This is now
Black Excellence.
What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There's no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. It's a spiritual thing. And black people, I want you to know that it's spiritual. And that it is happening inside of you, not outside. It's in you. And if you want to overcome, there's no other way out, but you got to start living from within. All people that want to be free, and there are men and women around the world, I see them and talk to them every day through counseling and other ways, they are becoming free because they are looking within. It all in you, and you just don't know it. You keep looking outside, blaming the white man, blaming this and blaming that and blaming everything but the deceiver that lives in you. The great deceiver, the devil. and all of his little demons that lives in you are lying to you and controlling you. Amazing, huh? You could be free right now. I promise you. I'm not just saying it. And this is for all people, but it's black excellent right now. And I want the black people to know your life as an individual is only going to get worse until and unless you look within. Everything that you think, everything that you feel, everything, worry, every anxiety, every jealousy, every strife is in you. It's not outside. It's in you. And yes, there are people outside of you that's going to tempt you to be mad, to try to hurt you, to get a thrill. But if you didn't have these issues inside, they can't touch you. What the? Male and females. Male and females. You can be free. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you may have peace of mind. I got love and I've got joy, but most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. I thank God he made it possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amazing. If it made possible for you to be free, you don't have to wait till you die because you're taking a risk waiting till you die. Your spirit may live in limbo. Limbo. I was just told that your spirit live in limbo by another friend. I have no idea what that means, but okay. Let no man teach you, but you have a teacher within. And if that man is not pointing you back to the teacher within, it's an imposter. And you're believing an imposter, prolonging your suffering. What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Who really cares? Who is willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? Amazing. Da 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 da. Amazing. It's just so amazing. Super chats. We left off. I gotta get back to the super chats.
Super chats.
Brandon B over on Rumble. Jason Lee Peterson on Rumble. A Rumble rant. Thank you so much for the amazing cameo, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, you're welcome.
Above and beyond, it made my day, and she will surely love that. And would you believe I saw the thoughts trying to tell me to give it to her early?
Who was that from?
Brandon.
Right on.
B.
Right on, Brandon. I'm glad you like it. We have a special on Valentine's Day until Friday of this week. And so we do shout-outs, all kind of shout-out birthdays. Happy Valentine, whatever the occasion is. So go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I'm glad you liked it, Brandon. Right on.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Over on pilled.net, Pastor Chatelet, 111, Gold Pills. Good morning, friends and smigs. Let's do coonin' with the real life Uncle Ruckus. !! Oh, there will be some coonin' and shuckin' and jivin'.
Oh, night long. Thank you. Amazing.
Lori became a supporter on Punchy TV's Buy Me a Coffee.
Right on. Thank you, Lori.
BuyMeACoffee.com/Punchy TV.
PUNCHIE.TV. Lori, right?
Lori.
Lori, thank you.
So after the show last week, which we're having another one this week, She gave us a coffee saying, I love the show. Real entertainment, real conversations, real men. Thanks.
Right on. Thank you, Laura. And thanks for helping to make that possible. She made it possible. Right on. Thank you.
Og to Envy. God bless you all and hope you're having a good day. Thanks, hands emoji.
Right on. And God bless you. Thank you. And he is blessed. Believe me. In a mighty, 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 mighty good way. Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Marilyn says, Jesse, black women are the reason for the destruction of black people. Her messed up understanding of what love is has caused the underdevelopment of black children's brains. It's so disturbing to wake up to the truth about women, especially black women. Just look at Tony and Maze. It's so disheartening, says Marilyn.
When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
And Mr. JP is great. What's up, Jesse? Saying what's up from Maryland.
Right on.
I got out the city, but the state is trying to force everyone out now, too.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah. An arm and a leg and a short thigh. What the? Do white people like white meat or short thigh? Dark meat. Or the chicken.
I think that they prefer, they prefer white meat. But you know who that is. That's Giovanni Patterson, actually, who gave that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, remember him?
Oh, man. Right on. Thank you.
Shout out.
Amazing. That's it. Thank you, Giovanni.
He was in Baltimore.
Right on.
He got out of Baltimore. Now they're trying to force him out of Maryland.
What a mess.
But, yeah.
He black.
I think white people do prefer white meat, but a doctor I heard said that dark meat is more nutritious.
Thank you.
Has more nutrients.
I rest my case.
So.
White meat so dry.
Indeed.
And then it makes you want to, you need some water there.
Well, if it's cooked properly, Anchor Baby knows, I would imagine.
Yeah, he's then, a chef.
Then it's not too dry. If it's prepared properly.
Which do you prefer of the chicken, Anchor Baby, dark meat or white meat? Dark meat.
Darkness.
And why?
It's fattier, so aka more nutritious.
And it has more blood, too, because that's what makes it dark, right?
More nutritiously dense. You said what?
It has more blood, that's what makes it darker?
I don't know, actually. I actually don't know.
I might have made that up.
Yeah.
You did.
You can make white meat nice.
Fake news is fake news.
What'd you say?
What'd you say, Anchorman?
When you cook it on a spit, rotisserie style, stays juicy, poached.
Bone
white
in.
Meat. New ways to make it good.
The white meat.
Bone in.
Correct. The white meat. All the meat, really.
Oh, okay. You heard it here first. Amazing. Thank you.
Penn over on the X live stream says, there is no value in your sickness. It's pure rage and venting.
So then why don't people let it go?
Also, Penn also asks, should the person whose home she co-opted, that woman, that black female squatter, be angry? Should the homeowner be angry?
No, but they should definitely take action and get her out of their home. But they don't need to be angry to do that. That's the point. That's a good question, too. You don't have to be angry to take care of business. Take care of business in stillness, it will always work out for you. But when you overreact, get angry or emotional, period, you create a situation for yourself. You create a situation that would not normally happen. No, they should not be angry. Amazing. Thank you.
Lalo, watching on the X live stream, says, I used to be a really, really, double really, okay, angry person. I was miserable, but I start listening to JLP. I am a lot better with myself now.
Right on. Wait until you drop it all. You haven't seen yourself yet. It's going to be amazing. Yourself will appear when anger is gone. The kingdom of heaven is at hand and is within. And you just don't see it because of the emotions, the thoughts, your false values and thoughts and emotions. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet with another on pilled.net. 111 caller is a perfect example of black fragility. Big smile emoji. Thank you, beta male caller. Orange man didn't make the meme, R word.
They don't want to believe that he didn't do it. They rather believe that he did. It's a greater thrill in that.
Yeah.
There's no thrill in believing that the president did not do that. Really. The thrill is believing that he did because you get angry. As though it happened to you. You can get angry. You can yell. You can throw things. That's the thrill. Amazing, which is evil, by the way. Thank you.
Norris T. says, because of time. And one of those countdown timer clock things.
Yeah. Thank you. Amazing.
Marcus G59, we got the dream team callers every week. Jerome, Tony, and Mays. Laughing face sideways with tears coming out, three of them. Amazing. What a mess. And three more of those diagonal laughing faces with scrunched face and tears.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L. with this big smile, open-mouthed sticker. Thank you, Anthony L.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Birdie Bound B. Birdie Bound Brian, a biblical question.
What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness?
Forgetting.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Very nice. Standing on silent prayer, bought a coffee. I love the JLP show and the point of view it promotes. God bless everyone. And Standing on Silent Prayer is now a member, a monthly supporter on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate that. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And thanks for helping us to help others. I got to stop their hate.
We'll read the rest of y'all's
thank
later.
Thank you so much. Y'all. Because of time. But we will get to them all. I want hate and the anchor baby to respond to something here before hate leave the studio here. This is from KTVU. This is from January 30th. A 15-year-old girl killed at a triple shooting in San Francisco. Western Edition last Friday, January 30th, right? She was a high school sophomore caught in a crossfire as her young sister watched. Watch this from KTVU Fox 2.
Well, Claudine, she ran track. She enjoyed dancing and posting on TikTok, but now her loved ones and classmates are in mourning after she was shot and killed in front of her younger sister near a playground.
This is hard. It shouldn't have happened. She had a whole life ahead of her, only 15 years old.
Tiffany Mabry is heartbroken over the shooting death of her niece, 15-year-old Jada Mabry.
We'll never get Jada back.
Jada was killed and two other teenagers wounded in a shooting at about 5 Friday afternoon near Golden Gate Avenue and Laguna Street near the Margaret S. Haywood Playground in the Western Addition. No arrests have been made. San Francisco police have not discussed the circumstances leading up to the shooting. Family and loved ones held a vigil at the scene on Sunday night. Jada was shot in front of her 14-year-old sister. The two siblings were inseparable, so much so that they were raised like twins. Jada had been on the Bay Area Gators track and field team. This is her, third from the left, finishing first at a meet.
This should not be happening to a 15-year-old baby going to school, learning.
Pastor Jeffrey Branner Sr. knows the family.
Just a bunch of ignorance, man, and we got to do better. We got to educate our children better. We got to give them a better sense of direction. We got to give them a foundation.
Amazing. And on February 3rd, San Francisco police arrested a pair of teens, ages 16 and 15, in connection with last week's shooting. Watch this.
Police say two teenagers, one 15, one 16 years old, have been arrested. Shooting happened last Thursday evening. The girl who died has been identified as Jada Mabry. Two other teens were wounded in the shooting near Golden Gate Avenue and Laguna Street. The other two teens who were shot are expected to recover. Police say the investigation remains active, and they're asking anyone with information to come forward.
What do you think about that, Hake?
Black excellence. San Francisco. Well, not specifically San Francisco, but Hayward. That's crazy. And it was at a playground? Quarter yep. after five in the evening, afternoon?
Yep.
It's not like she was at some house party where wild stuff happens.
All right.
What a mess.
What a mess. Had you heard about this story before we reported on
it? No, I looked it up as it was being reported.
Oh,
on,
okay.
Because I've looked up Hayward. Because I wanted to know if it was like the Oakland side of SF, which is known to be criminal, or not. Terrible.
Dara said, hate talk about what it was like when you played on a playground.
It was peaceful. There was no riffraff around. Occasionally, there would be, like, Mexican gang people, and you just look down on the ground as they walk by.
Amazing. What do you think? Had you heard about this report, Anchor Baby?
I had not. It's the first I've seen that face, name, and the story.
And what do you think about it?
I was thinking I wonder if that's why I hadn't heard about it, because it's like a black girl. I was thinking about the earlier story of that black judge who was cut the sentence in half of that guy.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it wasn't for that, like, a clip of her saying that, which would be attention-grabbing. I was wondering if that story would even be going around. I'm not sure who the victims were, if they were black or not, but I'm starting to get the impression they are. And that's not really something important to the news or anything.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's another day, another shooting, another killing, another whatever.
The thing I find so interesting about this story, I haven't heard anything about it before my producer gave it to me. I didn't hear anything about it because it's supposed to be allegedly black-on-black crime. But I guarantee you, had this girl allegedly been shot by white guys, it would have been all over the news. They would have these fake black lawyers, and they would have rallies, and they would be yelling and screaming that they're killing our kids and everything. But not one ounce of a news that I've heard about this story, and none of you have, because they really don't care about the blacks. It's about the money and the perceived power. They don't care about that. This would have been a heyday if white guys had been accused of doing this. She loved dancing. What black people don't love dancing? What the? And that black preacher said, oh, we got to educate them. We got to do this. Education is not the answer. Overcoming anger is the answer. You could educate them till the cows come home. Like, not going north, and you're still going to be violent. Either in your mind or outwardly, or both. I haven't heard anything about this. Not at all. They don't care. I'm trying to tell the white folks, y'all don't have to be afraid. They don't care about the blacks. It's about when you do something, they see money and perceived power. Amazing, huh? These people had a quote-unquote vigil for that guy, according to the report. You still haven't heard anything about it? What are you saying, Hate?
There have been multiple shootings in Hayward, California over the past, just the past year. Fatal shooting at a grocery store back in March of last year, a quadruple shooting at a restaurant parking lot also in March, and a fatal confrontation involving Hayward police officers just over in September.
Amazing.
So it's a violent little town in
black
SF.
Black on black. See, they don't care. Why don't y'all believe me when I say Jasmine Cricket and all these people, these fake lawyers, they don't care about the blacks. It's about perceived power. And they love it when the blacks are angry and out of control because they can convince them to vote for them. Vote for me, they say, and I'll make you free, and you're never free. They had the so-called stupid civil rights movement. Are you freer? Are you worse off? Are you freer? Or are you worse off? Amazing. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chats.
King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. King Alpha Nerd here again. Jerome. Clearly, you were either absent or asleep during science class. Did you not learn about evolution, where people think that humans came from apes? Second off, Jesse, hey, Nick, do you even remember when comparing blacks to apes became so-called racist? And when you do your research, aren't apes strong and very intelligent? Call me Rampage Jerome. Ramage Jerome. Quit clutching your pearls and forgive your father for failing you as a man, and forgive your mother for giving you her emotional hatred. Be a man. Oh, and by the way, it was a parody of The Lion King. Be a man, boy.
And can you feel this love tonight? It's where we are to be. Amazing. Thank you.
And heat. Jesse, is Jerome from New Jersey mad seeing Biden as a monkey in the video? Because he was portrayed as a monkey in the video.
That's a good question. Next time we call, I'll ask.
Or is he just mad he's seeing Obama and big, I'll say mama. He didn't say mama. I'm censoring you. What are you going to do about it? And he face on a monkey body. Why is he triggered at one person being depicted as a monkey and not the other? Haters always looking for a reason to hate. Monkey covering his mouth and eyes and mouth emojis.
Amazing. A hater gotta hate, hey. Remember that song?
Yeah, it's a great song.
A hater gotta hate, hey.
Back when she was good.
Amazing!
Nah, she's still good.
It's funny how the people pretend to be so upset because they believe the Father Messiah put a picture of Big Mama Michelle and the Father Messiah, Barack Obama, out, that the president did it. But they don't care about that young girl that was killed by those black people, allegedly blacks up there in Haywood. Not a word. They don't care. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric 5, when judges say he fell through the cracks. Taking sympathy on the criminal. What specifically was cracked? I guarantee his mama got cracked at a wet. Oh, I didn't know the. Never mind. Out of wedlock, he fell through the crack of a broken family.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's out of wedlock or what happened, but it's amazing.
Thank you, Eric.
A hater, gonna hate. And a player, gonna play.
And players only love you when they're playing. King Alpha Nerd bought another.
Lovers only love you when they're playing. Go ahead.
King Alpha Nerd here again. I will never understand this level of hate towards Trump when other Democrats have been more racist than Trump. Lyndon B. Johnson, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Clintons alone have been racist and worked against their own interests towards black people and immigrants, and yet they still cheer for them. But Trump comes on, he is Hitler. We need $1 billion to build Arkham asylums all around America and throw these delusional crybabies in there.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron. Good morning, everybody. Happy Blap. Happy Blap. History Month. I call it Black Grievance Month, also known as White Guilt Month. Ridiculous.
Amazing. Thank you.
Skip Log. Jerome is defining stupid.
Stupid.
Knowing the truth, seeing every evidence of the truth, but still believing the lie.
What the? Thank you. I got to take a break right there.
Thank you.
When
y'all.
I come back, your phone calls. And we will finish this week's episode, your phone calls right after this quick break. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and
they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. And after The Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. And then at 2 p.m., if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise today, a brand new live episode of the Fallen, of Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV. Punchy .TV. P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV. You don't want to miss it. Fight, fight, fight. At 2 p.m. All right. Let me go to Dre out of New Jersey. Dre, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All is well, Dre.
Yeah, I've been watching your content for quite some time. It's entertaining. A lot of things I do like, and there's a few things I don't like. But just recently with the Obama and President Trump post, I was listening to your last caller. My question would be to you, how wouldn't he see it, or even after it was put up, why he don't take full accountability, being that he is the president and he got to be mindful of what he put out as the president?
When you say full responsibility, first of all, just to answer your first part of your question, a lot of things my staff put out, I have no idea about, or they may show it to me, but I just see a little portion of it, and then I never... Most of the time, I don't even see the whole thing because I trust my staff to take care of the work. And the part of Poe's accountability, I believe he was taking accountability when he said, I didn't know that was on there. It was attached to it. So he was taking accountability then.
I don't really think that's taking accountability. I think that's just a scapegoat to get away from what had taken place.
But if he didn't do it and he wasn't aware of it and he said, I wasn't aware that it was there, isn't that accountability? Now, if he had been aware it was there and he knew it and he didn't, if he said, well, I didn't want to or whatever, right? But he didn't say that. Why don't you accept what he said?
Because like I said, for him to be at the, you know, in the position that he's at, I mean, like I said, I think that was more or less a scapegoat to get away from what had taken place, to him saying, okay, well, even if I didn't see it, I would respect him and say, you know what, it went up. I apologize for what went up, being that, you know, and I still can't see him not seeing that. And whoever put it up, he has to take full responsibility for it going up, whoever put it up. You understand?
What would be the reason to apologize about that picture?
Well, for one, like I said, for him being the president, you don't see nothing wrong with that picture being put up?
I don't personally. That's what I'm asking you, Dre. What would be wrong? Because they said they put up a picture of Joe Biden.
Well, for one, what's
wrong
is that he's not a monkey. They're not monkeys.
They showed a picture of Joe Biden as a monkey as well, something like that.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, and no one screamed about it. No one cared. The people,
yeah, I don't think that right's needed. That isn't right to.
I know, but
to
my point is, the people that are mad about the Fallen Messiah and Big Mama. Those same people were not.
Hey, Jesse, go ahead, man. Big Mama, you're terrible, man.
They weren't mad about Joe Biden, but they seemed to be so upset about about Trump over with Big Mama than they are with Joe Biden. Why do you think that is?
Well, to be totally honest, I believe people are more upset due to the past history with us in our state of America, being that, you know, blacks have been ostracized for many, many years in this country, especially being made fun of, saying we're half human beings and this and that, where we come from apes and stuff like that. So to see a picture go up with Obama and his wife's face on apes, it's like, come on, how can you not be upset with that as a black person anyway?
Who been ostracizing the blacks?
You don't think blacks has been ostracized in this country?
No. Who has been doing that?
So, all right, I'm going to go back to, I heard you say several times you came up in the Jim Crow era.
Yeah.
Actually, my father is from Cloud, Alabama, right?
What part?
So, he's from Cloud.
Well, Clio?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my father's more rich.
He could be my cousin that was so close to me where I live.
Yeah, he may be. I don't know. But, yeah, my father's from down there. So,
ask him if he knows Sabbath Scott.
Sabbath Scott?
Yeah, that's my granddaddy.
Okay, I'm going to definitely ask you. My granddaddy's name is Fulton Ootsie.
Wow.
Yeah.
But so, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, during those times, you don't think black people was being pushed aside or overlooked and being mistreated during those times of Jim Crow?
No.
You don't think so?
Let me tell you why. I'm glad you asked that too, Dre.
Okay.
In those days, and I was a witness, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
In those days before the Civil Rights Movement, where you had the black only side and the white only side, black people were freer. They were very innovative. They worked hard. They paid more attention to their children and that they showed them how to work and be responsible. So when they would turn 18, they'll be able to go out and earn a living. They treated all people the way that they would like to be treated, including white people, and white people were treating them that way. And they had black. I can't tell you the number of people I knew that owned land and their children. They didn't have to work the fields. And they had black universities, and those people that wanted to go to college, they would go to a black university and learn, because at that time, the black university was better than they are today. They're no good now. And they would come back as teachers and professionals and doctors and things like that. It wasn't until the black so-called civil rights movement started that black people went downhill, because they turned their lives over to Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and all those so-called civil rights leaders.
Oh, come on, Jesse.
And then they turned over to the Democratic Party, because Jackson and others encouraged them to, and the government gave them money, welfare, to have babies and stuff, and it's been downhill ever since.
Okay, well, I agree with you partially on that. I do kind of agree with you on, blacks going to the Democrat Party has changed the way how we live. I definitely totally agree on that. But the other half, I don't agree.
What part of the other half you don't agree to?
I disagree with the part that you're blaming it on Martin Luther King and all. I just can't. What makes you say that?
Because the blacks did not have leaders then. God was their head, their leaders, and the parents, the father and the mother, was the leader of the children, and they didn't have leaders then. But whenever you turn your life over to someone else to lead your life, they're going to take you to hell in a handbasket. And that's what the civil rights leaders have done to the blacks.
I can honestly tell you, man,
when I was growing up, blacks were not killing blacks or anyone really. Maybe they committed some crime, of course, but they weren't killing and robbing and carrying on the way they do now. That started after the civil rights movement.
So you're gonna totally blame all of that? Well, give me your reason why you think blacks started killing and robbing, as you say.
Because they stopped being leaders of their own life. They stopped allowing God to lead them. They became angry at, they were already angry at their mothers, but they became angry at the white man because the civil rights leaders told them it was the white man's problem, the fault. And so they became angry at the white man, and anger only takes you deeper into your own hell. They were not blaming the white man before the civil rights movement.
Okay, and I heard you say something on...
What do you think about that first?
Say that again?
Does that make sense?
I'll say that one more time, please.
That they were not angry at the white man and blaming the white man before the civil rights movement encouraged them to do that. That's why you didn't see all this black-on-black violence. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I'm going to have to do a little bit more research because I was born after those years, but I could kind of see where that may go that way.
Yeah. I can honestly tell you, I went up to Indiana to go to high school once from the 10th to the 11th grade, and blacks were so violent, I was afraid of them.
Oh, come on.
I went back to Alabama and finished high school down there because they were fighting. I went to Anderson High School for a minute. And they were fighting the schools on the bus and everything. I'm like, I'm going back home. I'm scared of these blacks. And so and that was because I didn't grow up with that kind of violence under the Jim Crow law. I had not seen that kind of violence before.
So you never seen lynchings and hangings and burnings and none of that?
None of that.
Now, my dad is from Alabama, and he witnessed these things. So
he saw it happen? Yes, he's seen
these things. He told me himself personally he's seen these things.
Well, I've never seen it. I don't know of anyone who's seen it. I do remember, long story short, because of time, I do remember my grandmother telling us a story about her father, I believe, or her father's father, was killed because he ran the plantation that we were on, and another black man was fired from another plantation. So he came over and asked my great-grandfather for a job, and he gave it to him. And the white man that got him that let him go to the other place, they told my great-grandfather, let that man, don't hire him. And my great-grandfather said, no, I'm doing what I want to do. I am hiring him. And they came back to at night to try to hurt him. And he went for his gun under the bed there, and he ran them off. And then they came back another night, and his wife, my great-grandmother, had moved the gun from the bed, under the bed, and they were able to kill him. And yet, my grandmother or my granddaddy and nobody ever told us to hate white people because they knew that there was those people. It wasn't all white people.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Amazing, huh?
Now, one last question before you go.
Okay.
Now, I know a lot of your content is aiming towards more black people, and is that you do that for reasons for them to be more accountable of what we're doing?
Yes.
Or are you just doing it for content?
I'm doing it for them to realize that the individual black got to take control of their own life, drop the anger, and go back to taking care of themselves and making their own decisions so that they can be free by reminding them of what it was like when I was growing up and what I know about to be true because I was there and that they got to drop the anger that they have been lied to by their own black people and the liberal whites and the beta weak right over
beta.
So I'm telling them to drop that anger. Have you dropped your anger?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely not an angry person.
And so are you encouraging them to do the same?
Of course.
Yeah, that's why I do it. I want them to be free because America is a great place and there's no reason to be miserable in America. Not one reason.
Okay. Now, for the listeners that may be listening right now, can you give them something to help get rid of this anger you're talking about?
Admit to yourself that you are angry. You do have anger. And become aware of that on the inside. Go and forgive your mother. Every human being must forgive their mothers. God will forgive them and make them free.
Okay.
Amazing.
Acceptable.
Right on. Thank you, Dre.
Amazing.
Amazing.
All right.
All right. Bye now.
Peace.
888-7753-773. Let me go to Coco out of Los Angeles. Coco, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jesse.
Good morning. Speed up a little bit for me.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Mr. Jesse.
Good morning.
Nice. I called yesterday about Holland, and I was pretty hyped, but it's actually not something to be over emotional about.
Yep.
I'm just wanting to tell you and others, because you guys don't speak Dutch, right? So you would not understand what's going on. But the messaging is so similar to what they're doing here. It's all the same. The same words, the same feelings they want to evoke with the words.
Yep. The devil uses the same word on every human being. He speaks every language.
Yes. And it's like when I moved there, I could see with my own eyes how the other kids did not want to go to school. You would walk by them, they'd scream at you. They were so angry. I remember one day they took all my Barbie dolls from me. And they wouldn't give them back, and my parents were not able to do anything.
Amazing.
Like the anger. So this is just one last thing I wanted to say, what's very similar to here. So you know the Alua Akbar ladies dress from head to toe in the dress. So last week, they were stealing, and they had all this stuff underneath the dress, and it was poking out. It was actually really funny. But a Dutch policeman, a white man, you know, he apprehended her. And she became super aggressive and started screaming at him. And now in Holland, they're doing like a protest for it, you know. They're hitting these innocent women. Oh, so again, they're using women. And they're using the same knee jerk. Because they had all the opportunities to also do what the other kids did, but they didn't want to. Because they were told from home, don't associate with those people. They spit. It's even going so far that they're telling people you can't take dogs in the park because they don't like dogs.
Amazing.
So in the past, the Dutch people would say, go back to your own country. I've been told that many times when I was still, that's racist, you know. Go back if you don't like it. But slowly, through manipulation, they just became so, so weak. And now we're in this predicament. And there seems to be no way back.
Yeah. What a mess. There's a way out, but what a mess. Thank you, Coco. I appreciate
it. All right. Goodbye.
Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Georgia on my mind. Georgia. And talk to Tawana. Tawana, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Tawana.
How you doing?
All is well.
Good. Well, I just wanted to make a comment on Jerome.
Okay.
Now, Well, I'm also going to answer your other question about what's wrong with the black. Well, pretty much Jerome showed you that in a conversation with him. We're so easily distracted. I'm going to say not we, because not all, but most.
Not all, but most.
But it was so easily distracted. Someone could post a simple photo of something that generations have taught you that that's so-called prejudice, and it caused them to lose control. And they forget everything that they're doing. It could be, you know, they just look at all the negative off of one photo or off of one video or off of one word, and they're just totally distracted. So if I say one thing, I notice you. When you say one thing, they can look at the negative side and then just totally be distracted and miss the whole point. And then they always want to go back about lynchings and all of that type of stuff. I heard the last guy, which he was just asking a question, and he said his dad was raised up in Alabama, which my parents are still in Alabama. I don't know how old his parents is, but my dad's like 89. Man. But he's never seen a lynching before in his life.
I don't even know anyone who's seen a lynching, right?
Yeah, he's never seen any of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you heard people talk about it, but he never seen that.
Yeah.
So it's easily, you know, people can say one thing, you know, there's travel through the community and people just look at more of the negative instead of the positive. So we're just, because most black people are so defensive, where one distraction caused them to be in an uproar. But if we kill our own self, you hear nothing about it. They don't march. We don't march. We don't get together. We don't try to resolve the issue. But if another race should do it, it's like a big deal. So I just think all of those things, distractions, just being defensive, I just think that is some of the problem with what's wrong with the blacks. They just take everything in a negative instead of looking at the positive.
I rest my case. Amazing.
So, you know, keep doing what you're doing because, you know, some people may get it late and some people may get it at the point when you're speaking it. But, you know, just keep doing it because I think our people just got to stop being so defensive.
Yeah. And there are blacks who are waking up. I mean, I counsel with them. I see them in the meetings. I meet them on the road sometimes. So a few are waking up for sure, male and females.
Absolutely. And I think that's why I resonated so with you because you were saying things I was thinking.
Yes.
But you had a platform to say it. So I was like, okay, he's saying what I'm thinking.
Right.
So I know I'm not crazy. So that was something that resonated with me, your teacher, because that's what I love about it.
Oh,
so I'm gonna ask you to give me that
beautiful
question.
Let me take a break, and I'll come back to the phones. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. One more hour to go. I'll be back right to your calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. Or am I right? Yes, I am right. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It has been 2 hours of black excellence. Shout out to the blacks. We love them. If we love anybody. Pardon me. It's Wednesday, the 11th of February, AD 2026. We are going on 8 a.m. here in Los Angeles. So JLP will be right back for Manhood Hour, hour three of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show on Wednesday. Very nice. Hang tight, callers. Ladies and gents are welcome to call in during the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, even during Manhood Hour. So the third and final hour is coming right up after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, The Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby, and then Punchy TV. Poof, poof. Fight, fight, fight. Nice. Okay, so Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV on YouTube and other platforms. And you can go to buymeacoffee.com/punchytv, new platform on which to super chat if you don't want to do it through YouTube or JLP's platforms. Very cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reporting that the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, has halted all flights and to and from El Paso, Texas, and an area of southern New Mexico. Did you know? I heard. The name New Mexico came before the country Mexico. Did you know? Anyway, for 10 days, they've halted all flights. Wow. Due to unspecified security concerns, at least as of the time of this reporting, which was much earlier this morning. According to the agency's website, the pause, the FAA's website, right? The pause over El Paso and Santa Teresa, New Mexico, is due to, quote unquote, special security concerns. But the website page provided no further explanation. El Paso International Airport issued a notice late Tuesday, last night, said all commercial cargo and general aviation flights would be grounded until February 20th. And as I mentioned earlier, it's the 11th right now. So that's like 10 days, right? The FAA said pilots who violate the restriction could be intercepted and detained. Wow. And what do they do? Like put up a net and catch the plane? I don't know. And I don't think so. And then the U.S. may use deadly force if an aircraft poses an imminent security threat. Wow. Interesting. Good news. Cleaning up the mess. Our greatest president and his hit-and-miss administration. The administration is different from the man, okay? A pride flag was removed by the Trump administration. They removed an LGBTQ, so-called pride flag, from the Stonewall National Monument in New York City. New York City, the United States' first national monument to LGBTQ so-called rights. This comes as the administration moves to alter displays at national park sites and other cultural institutions to reflect our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's pro-America priorities. The iconic so-called gay bar, a bar where you have alcohol, widely viewed as the so-called birthplace of the modern LGBTQ rights, so-called rights movement in the United States. It was the site of a 1969 police raid that sparked a fierce backlash, riot, insurrection, really, from its patrons and led to days of protests, riots, really, and skirmishes between so-called LGBTQ rioters, I doubt they called themselves that in 1969, and police. Former President Barack Hussein Obama had designated that as a national monument back in 2016. Whew, nasty. Worst president ever. So, nice. They got rid of the so-called pride flag. Bring back a little unity in this country, right? And Iran, Trump is expected to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, part of the Dream Team, at the White on the Inside White House today, if they haven't already, set to discuss potential military operations regarding Iran. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's raining in L.A. Not right now this moment, but it rained last night. I can see clearly now the rain is gone, but it'll be back. I think you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? What is the chief cause of spiritual sickness? You heard that song, I Can See Clearly Now the Rain Is Gone? I can see clearly now the rain is gone. All of my troubles have passed away. Amazing, huh? Gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. You can podcast the show. No, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. But you can podcast the show too you can podcast, but you can listen live on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's the third hour of the show today. And every Thursday. I mean, every third hour on Wednesday is and will always be because we are bringing back the order of God. Whether you like that order or not, agree with that order or not, see that order or not. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman. That's the only thing that's going to work. Sorry. Well, I'm not sorry, but for communication purposes. It is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way. Alpha male.
Commonwealth of Kentucky versus Christopher Thompson. Before we even get appearances, Mr. Thompson, I'm gonna need to be respectful.
I ain't doing nothing. We don't.
Excuse you?
Well, it's fine. Okay?
What?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing.
Spit on y'all with.
At the end of the day, ooh, I'm the one with the pen.
I don't care.
Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this?
So you just told me eat your. And you called me a sucker twice.
My mom's pretty stupid.
Abducted a woman, robbed her, and sodomized her twice.
I don't have sympathy for nobody.
You come in here.
Man, I don't have sympathy for you, the victims.
We don't need your sympathy.
I don't care.
It's fine. Unfortunately, he fell through the cracks.
Amazing. Thank you, Nick. Wow. She being all mama. According to the story that judge gave him, they said, the court said 60 years. The jury's like, oh, because you're black and male in this society, I'm going to cut it to 30 years. He up there cursing her out. I don't care. He's like, F you, whatever he said. Isn't that amazing? And he called her that name twice. And she's still being mama. Oh, Lord, my baby. What happened to my baby? I'm going to give you 30 years instead of 60 so you can get out and do it again, or even worse. What's wrong with the blacks? What a mess. Thank you, Nick. Let me just go quickly to Tawana. She wanted to respond to the biblical question, and I ran out of time. Tawana, the biblical question, what is the chief cause of spiritual sickness?
People believe in untruth.
People believe in untruth. I appreciate that. I want to respond, but I got to hold it until Sunday. Thank you, Tawana.
I will. I'll be tuning in Sunday.
Right on. Amazing. Thank you. Stay with us. You stay will. With us. Stay with it.
I will.
Okay. Bye now.
Have a good.
All right. Bye-bye. All the way from Georgia. Georgia on my mind. So let me just say to all human beings, male and female, he made them. If you want to become a man, and ladies, if you want to become a woman, it could not be said any better than this if poem that I want to play for you. And I want to encourage you, do what you want, to listen closely to the words of this poem. And this is how, I'm telling you for a fact, this is how you become a man, from a male to a man, and from a female to a woman. This is what's going to take. And if you do it, you will. It cannot fail. You will become a man, and you will become a woman. Watch this. The If Poem.
If, by Rudyard Kipling.
Listen closely.
If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
That is so amazing. I almost want to tear up. It's so true. Really. That's all you got to do. And that's why the Great White Hope, they call him amazing. Some people call him king. Some people call him daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. That's why he can't be stopped. and you won't be stopped if you can do that. All those things they just said. And it's possible, it can happen, and it will happen. Will you stop loving your thrills? Will you stop loving your sickness of worry and doubt and anger and neediness and want to fit in with the crowd and anger and jealousy and resentment and emotions and thoughts and suicidal thought, every thought, and loneliness and all these false identity? Will you stop identifying with that? That will happen. The real you will come forth, and then you can live. And it's made possible for all human beings who want it. This is one thing another person, no other person can take away from you, nor discriminate from you and keep from you. No human being can stop this. And I promise you that. But you got to lay down your weapons. You got to turn the ship around and bring the boys home. And it will happen. The very thing you're protecting is the thing that's keeping you from doing that. The if. You're protecting the very thing that keep you from living the if poem, the if life. If I had a hammer, I would hammer in the morning. I would hammer in the evening. I would hammer all over this land. Amazing. It's up to you. No one can make you receive it, but it's available. And it is within. It's in you. And no one can take it away from you but you. But you got to lay down your weapon. You got to stop fighting. You are fighting an illusion. And as long as you're fighting that illusion of fear and doubt, and loneliness, and jealousy, and revenge, and judgment, and the thrill you get from thinking you're hurting others, and the all that stuff. You're fighting the wrong thing. You're fighting the thing that keeps you in the world of misery. The world of misery. It's an illusionary world, too. Amazing, huh? I want to give you one quick example, then I go back to the calls. It's Manhood Hour. And I haven't heard one civil rights leader, one so-called black lawyer leader. I haven't heard one black politician or liberal white politician. I haven't heard one black victim. Victim in the mind only, cry racism or saying that this man is wrong or fighting to help him get this done. And he's black. And not one black person, meaning those race hustlers, have stood up and said, you know what, this man is right. Not one. But he stood up, and he told the truth about this situation. I don't know how he think about other situations, but he's right about this situation I'm about to show you from Grok. This is a 2021 viral video clip of a black father just addressing Colorado Spring School Board, rejecting critical race theory, better known as CRT, as a tool that revive racism by instilling grievances in children based on ancestral history rather than promoting unity. Watch this from X.
I am the direct descendant of the North American slave trade. On my mother's side, my ancestors were enslaved in Alabama. On my father's side, we were enslaved in Texas. I am not oppressed. I'm not oppressed, and I'm not a victim. I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours, and I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, literally from coast to coast.
Amazing, huh? That's what I'm talking about. They lying to you, black people. Your black people are lying to you, and they're making up false histories, too. The liberals are lying to you. The right-o Republicans are lying to you. The father added that he has three children and has taught them they are victims of three things. They are, he told his children, according to the report, they are victim of three things: their own ignorance, laziness, and poor decision making. Watch this from X.
I have three children. They are not oppressed either, although they are victims. I've taught my children they are victims of three things: their own ignorance, their own laziness, and their own poor decision making. That is all. My children. We are not victims. Racism in America would by and large be dead today if it were not for certain people and institutions keeping it on life support.
I rest my case. Need I say more? Need I say more? I rest my case. You can be free or you can live in the imprisonment of your own mind. I want to go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on, man?
All is well, Rick.
Yeah, how's it going, Jesse? Doing all right?
All is well, absolutely.
Man, what do you think about the picture? Man, you was talking to that guy. What's that guy's name? Jerome or something like that. You was talking to him. And he was going around saying, talking about the pictures, and I didn't see nothing wrong with the picture because he didn't see the whole thing. That's what it was with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he didn't see the whole thing. I watched the video. I didn't watch this, but yeah, I just watched it just to see how, because you know how the media twist stuff up, Jesse. You know what I mean?
How long was the video that you watched?
Probably right at a minute.
Oh, okay. Because he said he watched it for a minute.
Right. And what it was like, it was just like a little cartoon. It had all the Democratic leadership up there. And the only thing I didn't like about the picture was Nancy Pelosi should have been a rat and Maxine Waters should have been a possum. But other than that, it had all the Democrats, different animals, And of course, President Trump, he was a Lion King. I think it had President Biden as an elephant. So everybody was an animal. You see what I'm saying? We're just saying, showing their leadership and President Trump. That was it. But here's my point. But you notice how the media just focused on President Obama and Michelle Obama as apes. They
well,
just kept it on that.
They're doing the writ because they're trying to get their base angry. And they want them to.
Yeah.
So they're trying desperately to get the Great White Hope out of office so they can come back and for their own personal gain, get money and power, perceived power, but power.
Exactly.
And they don't want America to be great again. So they're trying to stop it.
Yep. And that's it, Jessica. Look what's going on in Fulton County. Since they about to crack that case open. So they're trying to distract. I believe they're trying to distract from that case and focus on, here's what the liberal media does, especially to black and white liberals: hate Trump,
hate Trump. That's all you do. We do the rest.
So they pushing their bad policies down their throat and don't even realize because they're so busy hating Trump. Wouldn't you agree with that, Jesse?
Absolutely. They want total destruction. They want socialism.
Yep. That's it. And, you know, here's my point. A lot of times, man, I guess what gets me, what trips me out with most blacks, they'll vote for somebody and won't have an idea what policy they're pushing.
Look at Chicago. When they elected Brandon Johnson, they had no idea how his policy was going to be. Maybe if they knew his policy, they probably wouldn't have voted for him. But sometimes when it comes to us blacks, man, you know, I can tell a black, I'm going to raise your taxes 100%, period. I'm going to make your life a living hell, and they'll still vote for me.
Yep. Well, that's how most blacks they're not working. They're getting free stuff, so they don't care. They don't mind how high taxes go because they're not paying out taxes anyway.
You know, exactly. You look at most of these black policies that go in. Most of them go in as an average American and come out at $20 million tops after they leave office.
Amazing.
And yet,
I hadn't heard that number, but that's interesting if it's true. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, every most black politician, look at Ilhan Omar, look how much money she made since she's been in Congress.
Yeah, and they're starting to wonder how she gets so much money and so fast.
That's what I'm talking about.
According to reports.
A lot of black politicians making that kind of money.
Amazing.
And then I'd be wondering, the average congressman, I think it's like $175,000, which is some decent money. But I'll tell you what, to get $8 million in so many few years, I like to know what stock you buying.
Who got the $8 million? Stock.
No, I'm just saying, like, for example, Jasmine Crockett, she's wealthy.
But, you know, but not $8 million yet, right?
No, right. But right. I mean, not $8 million, but they in the millions. I'm going to tell you that much.
Do you know how much she has?
I want to say, Jesse, to be approximately ballparking, she's over $1 million. I can tell you that.
And you see,
I can tell you that, just about for sure.
And where you get that from?
But
you may be right, but I want to cite the source.
You know, because that, you know, the source, I heard on the Breakfast Club, and she was saying she's also a lawyer.
And she said she had that much money?
Well, she said if she got a case like that.
But let me just say this because of time. You're right in saying that these people definitely want to be in office and be in control for the money and power. Mm-hmm. It's not because they care about the people at all.
The people.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not, they don't care about the blacks or anything.
They don't.
But
and I agree totally with that.
And that's why we're trying to point them to waking up. So they can start back thinking for themselves.
You know, sometimes, Jesse, man, I think, man, we so much into skin color, even when it comes to the church. No one brings up skin color more than blacks do. No one only talks about skin color but blacks.
Yeah. They're hypnotized by color.
Yeah, you know what? You can thank the public school system, white liberal women, black liberals, I call it the Iron Triangle. Black liberal politicians, black liberal civil rights workers, and that ignorant black liberal pastor. That right. Iron triangle right there would keep blacks so ignorant, so angry, you know, angry for nothing, man. Yeah. And a lot of blacks have talent. It just, they got to stop being angry so much. And they don't even like private schools because the Democratic Party teach them not to like private schools.
Right. Amazing. They want to keep them in public schools so they can destroy them. Rick, I appreciate your call, man, because of the time I got to run, but thank you. Very good point.
Hey, thank you, Jesse, for taking my call. Keep the knowledge coming to Jesse. Everybody and their mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick.
Yes, sir. Love y'all. Be blessed.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-773. Super. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. Jay had to run in. Are you out of breath?
Yes.
Catch my breath. King won't be learning back.
King Alpha Nerd here again. Let it be a white shooter. He will be called a MAGA racist white supremacist. And then you got blacks killing blacks. It's raising up holy hands and singing kumbaya. No Benjamin Crump, no Jasmine Crockett, no Al Sharpton. Guess black lives don't matter.
It don't. In all honesty, white lives don't matter to these people, nor black lives. It's about individual self. They want power, money, and they want to keep you angry. Because you cannot control a person if he or she is not emotional. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on pill.net again. Was Jerome the beta male mad because Big Mommy Michelle was the larger gorilla? What the? This is Pastor Chatelet.
Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron says, this is black excellence.
Black excellence. What a mess.
Anthony L. with a cool sunglasses smiley sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
Confederate General Jep. Jesse Lee Peterson, let's Confederate General Jesse Lee Peterson, let's go.
Amazing. Thank you.
And on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Sion. Hi, Jesse Love. Keep singing. Clap, clap. Black hands. You have a bass in your voice. You can really sing. Stars, hearts. Did you see that dumb, she says, slut. A rapper wannabe dancing nasty all up on a boy, little boy robot. And she fell and he fell. The world forgot that's a little boy robot, first of all.
Who was that?
I don't know.
I don't know the story, Sion, but thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. And I will keep singing. What? Nah, I'm not familiar with the story, though. Thank you.
And Joseph M. From Stewartstown, PA. Three coffees. Jesse, you need a coffee mug that says The Great Black Hope. I'd buy two of them.
Amazing. Nice suggestion.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from Eric. What's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks?
They identify with race.
Yeah.
They can't go one day without thinking about color. They're determined to prove everyone else is evil to avoid seeing it in themselves.
And it wasn't like that prior to the Civil Rights Movement. It was not like that, folks. Blacks have been brainwashed by that whole movement. That's why there's no such thing as civil rights. But they keep repeating. They went from welfare to affirmative action to reparations to critical race theory. Now, oh, God, man. They're not going to let it go until you say no. Just say no. And don't be afraid. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir Eric, Gregatron asks, has anybody heard from Jason in Buffalo, New York?
Oh, I forgot about Jason.
Been a little while.
Yeah, where's Jason?
Must have gotten a job.
He finally left his mama basement.
Shout out.
Jason, where are you? Out of Buffalo. Amazing.
Chirp Alerter 5000 gave a diamond on D-Live. Have a groovy monkey afternoon. See, speak, hear no evil. See, hear, speak no evil. Clown emoji, laughing sideways, laughing straight, laughing sweat, laughing streams, tears.
Who that from?
Chirp Alerter 5000.
Thank you, Chirp Alerter.
Chirp Alerter.
Oh, Chirp Alerter 5000. Amazing, thank you.
Also says, D-Live chat is the best chat. Team Returd, Cactus, symbol, some type of symbol with a V. Wolf and Clover.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to take a break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and scratch off on pills.net. And I'll be right back to your calls and more of your super chats back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-77-53-773. A couple quick announcements. The first one is the Hake Report. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, is coming up at the top of this hour at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. From 9 to 11 Pacific Time. You have a guest today? No guest. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. He had a guest on yesterday. Check it out in the last hour of his show. Check it out. You're going to love it. The American Anchor Baby. From 11 to 1 p.m. And then at 2 p.m., a brand new episode, live episode of Punchy TV. At 2 p.m. Pacific Time, PUNCHIE.TV. You don't want to miss that. Busy, busy day today. And then it's Valentine's Day. Saturday is Valentine's. I do shout outs for all people and all whatever the shout out is. Congratulations, encouragement. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I love you, shout outs, birthdays, and happy Valentine's shout outs. I do them for you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And there's a special on for shout outs for Valentine's shout out until Friday. So run, hurry, 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 rush, and get your shout-outs in. Amazing, huh? And then, brand new episode of FallenState.TV. It was an amazing conversation with Jim Renacci. And Jim is a politician, a businessman, and he was the Republican representative out of Ohio 16th District, Congressional District. He also was the mayor of Wayworth, Ohio. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
You have American citizens out there trying to stop ICE from doing its job.
I think peaceful protest should be allowed no matter where you're at.
This is not peaceful protest. This is anarchy. Why do you need a pope?
I think the Catholic religion works for me. It works for my family. It gives us our basis, and that's the real key.
We men always call women strong. Would you ever obey a woman?
I obey my mom all the time.
Amazing. Later. But you're going to love it this Friday at 11 a.m. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. You can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or locals.com, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. All right? Amazing. I had this one thing I want to show y'all. And because it's manhood hour, this It's not necessary. Not necessary. And if it's true, and because he did this, if it's true, I don't know, I'm just reporting it, sir, he's going to have hell to pay in life. He will regret this. You can bank on it. You can even put your crypto on it. This is from Peoples. A 28-year-old Norwegian biathlete won the bronze medal, which is third place, at the 2026 Winter Olympics, but tearfully admitted to cheating on a romantic partner, quote unquote partner, during a live televised interview. Watch this from Euromedia News.
Norwegian biathlete Sturla Holm Legreid's moment of Olympic triumph was overshadowed by a deeply personal confession during his post-race interview. After securing the bronze medal in the demanding men's 20-kilometer individual event at the Winter Olympics, a visibly emotional Legreid spoke to Norwegian broadcaster NRK. He revealed that just 3 months into a six-month relationship with a woman he described as the love of my life and the most beautiful and kindest person in the world, he had committed his biggest mistake by cheating on her. With clear anguish, Legreid stated, "There's someone I wanted to share this with who might not be watching today." He poignantly contrasted his athletic achievement with his personal failure, tearfully declaring, "I had a gold medal in my life. I only have eyes for her." He admitted uncertainty about his motives for the public confession, but expressed a profound wish to have shared his podium moment with her. Legreid characterized the preceding week as the worst of his life, overwhelmed by regret.
Beta! Now that's a beta! And he lived. If he gets this woman back, it's over. He should lay down his skiing thing. But women ski too, so I guess it's fine. Beta male ski. What a mess. He ended by telling reporter he'll do anything to get her back. That is truly his God, if this is true. Watch this.
After regaining his composure, the athlete reflected further on the loss, telling interviewers, "You never know how many chances you get, and I don't think I'll get another chance at true love as I had with her, but I'm willing to do anything."
Repeat that, I was speaking over it.
After regaining his composure, the athlete reflected further on the loss, telling interviewers, "You never know how many chances you get, and I don't think I'll get another chance at true love as I had with her, but I'm willing to do anything."
Hey, love, man. That's your God. What a mess. I wonder what she's thinking now. Oh, Lord, I got him. What a mess. And if you think that's bad, and it is, if it's true, according to Talk Sport, there was this boxer, he was talking to a guy by the name of Jordan, and Jordan was quizzing Wilder about his captivating trilogy with Tyson Fury. And so this was back in 2018 when all this happened or something. But I want you, because of time, I want you to see the reaction. And by the way, one quote for you I wanted to give you after that man up there boohooing over that guy. This quote is, nothing more intolerable than to have to admit to yourself your own error. And so this man boohoo on this thing, he should have been admitted, you know, I'm crazy. I made this woman my God. But no, he up there boohooing, wanted her back. That's according to Beethoven. But I want you to see the reaction to, according to the report, to Wilder responding to Jordan about his fight with Tyson Fury. Watch this from Instagram.
To Tyson Fury.
And we don't want to talk about him.
No,
we're
going to.
We're here about
Dillashaw. No, but you're going to.
We're not going to talk about him. We're not going to talk about him at all. Understand that?
No, fair enough.
All right, then. So let's move on. It's all about Gary Chisora, and that's it.
I understand that. You've called him a cheat. And it leads me
to... The biggest in boxing.
That's, like, a little bit flaky. You lost those fights, and those fights were lost. Kind of disappointing to me
about you. You can say what you want. I know the truth. I have the facts.
Okay.
Understand that. I risk my life for you's entertainment to see.
Absolutely.
So why I ain't never lied about none of this business. Why is it so hard to believe a black man than a white man? Understand me? Why is it so hard to believe a black man than a white man?
Why you don't believe
me? Why is it?
First and foremost, it's got nothing to do with color.
No, it does.
This whole country got some... This whole world got some to do with race. You think your life has been like mine's?
Listen,
you got white privilege, brother.
Oh, don't start.
I ain't never had that.
Don't start my.
I'm a black man with dark skin. Yeah. Ain't nothing ever been given to me. We done been through so much.
Okay.
So much.
Okay. You wanted to move on, right?
Come on. Try to give you a vision, a little insight of what we go through as black people, man.
I got it.
You don't get it.
Okay.
None of y'all get it. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Talking about my people and all that. It's hard to believe a black man than a white man. Tell him to sue me.
What a mess. And so apparently that guy lost to Tyson Fury, another boxer. And the guy just asked him about it, and now they cry racism. You don't know what? It's hard on a black man in America. What a mess. One other quick quote. All of mankind's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. All of mankind's problems stem from men and women. They didn't say women, but I'm telling you two ladies in case y'all try to leave yourself out. Men and women, inability to sit quietly in a room alone. That's from... Blaise Pascal, a 17th century French philosopher. That is so true. It made you want to smack your mama. It's so true. When you can do the if, you shall be free. And real fast, apparently this is Black History Month, I think. Something called Black History Month. And I forgot all about it. And then this young girl, this young kid, 8 years old, was, I guess, asked to do a Black History presentation at school, and she wanted to do one, and she said, according to the report, I want to do one, a Black History on JLP. Watch this.
She did just that. They sent in this image that she drew. It reads, the email reads, "My daughter picked you for Black History Month. Hi, Jesse. My daughter is 8th grade and picked you for Black History Month. She free-handed this. Hope you like it. At first, the teacher said no. My daughter wouldn't give up. Then she said, fine. Dave Chappelle. And then got an emphatic no. They told her she definitely can't choose him. Then she said Abraham Lincoln. Another no. Then she said President Trump and Melania. She got sent to the office. But the principal likes her and told the teacher to let her do her report on JLP. Thanks for all you do, Jesse."
Amazing.
You
Kaylin.
Gotta see this
Kaylin,
art.
Right?
You said what?
Her name, Kaylin?
Yeah, I was just about to show you.
Yeah.
You gotta see some of the details of this art. Kaylin here sent this in. You can see her name.
Kaylin, I'm so proud. Thank you.
There you
are. I'm so proud of being love by you. Thank you, Kaylin.
That's Jesse Lee Peterson, conservative political commentator and American talk show host. Says your birthday. Amazing. that he doesn't believe in racism. Bond, Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, founded by Jesse. All your books are here. Scam, The Antidote.
Wow.
And what's this say over here? It says... Minister. Jesse is a minister. He holds Sunday services in L.A. Amazing.
Amazing talent. Thank you. Wow. Black History Month What?
She's not 8 years old. She's in eighth grade.
Right.
That's a distinction.
Oh, I see.
13 to 14 years old usually is what an eighth grader is.
Oh, okay. Amazing talented, though. Right up there.
That's right.
Correcting that. Amazing. Thank you. Right on, Kaylin. Amazing talent. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with it. You will be great one day. You're already great. You're going to be greater. Super chat.
Super chat.
This is super.
Super chat.
Over on pill.net. Sorry, I blanked. Dig One Deeper says, I did not know about this hour, manhood hour. I was thinking earlier, I've always wanted to speak with you, and it was about what? Exactly this. I saw the attack on manhood and alpha men back in 1998, growing into a real man from a teenaged man. This is Dig Deeper on Pilled.net.
Men are hated. Thank you, by the way, on Pilled.net. But men are hated because they are sons of God. And they have left home and they are weak beta males because they turned away from the father by their mothers. But they're still sons of God, just lost in the wilderness. And the Father is inviting them back home. And that's why they are hated. For no other reason than that, that they're sons of God. And evil hate God. And so he's trying to get back at his sons by attacking them and destroying them, even through the mother. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Cesar or Caesar. Hey, Jerome. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Musical notes emojis surrounding. Some nice blue-eyed soul for you, Jerome.
Amazing. Thank you.
Being enlightened till I rise, eight coffees. Morning, gentlemen. I love the Black Excellence Wednesday. Was just watching the show laughing at Obama looking like a monkey emoji. When I realized the biblical question answer.
Okay, and the answer is?
It seems to me it's the pride in owning the false self as your real self as the source of spiritual sickness.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I put my two sisters on Sunday. Thank you.
Wish y'all well.
I wish you well as well.
Brian R. Got to put that up in the shop as a poster. The Black History Month JLP project from that eighth grader, Kaylin.
Kaylin. Amazing, Kaylin. Thank you.
Chuck and Jivin says, shuck and jive for the chats, Jesse. Black dancer emojis. Smile. Nice little smile.
Look at him. He's just shucking and jiving. Amazing.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble, a Rumble rant. The animalistic behavior between monkeys, actual monkeys, and blacks is hard to differentiate these days because both embrace an animalistic behavior. What do the experts think? I think the experts would agree.
I wonder why do people get mad when they use that picture with blacks quote, as monkeys when they say that a lot of people say we came from, all human beings came from the animal, right?
Yeah.
Some people believe in that. So it's not just black people from the animals, according to people who believe in, what do you call that?
Evolution.
Evolution. They say all people evolved from that. It's not true, but that's what they say. Amazing. Thank you.
I know the reason.
Why?
Because it's the truth. It's like a cold, shocking truth. And women, the evil, egotistical mind, overreacts to that. Sorry, Lin Yen Chin.
What's the truth?
The truth that we act like animals sometimes, and blacks do too.
That's why people love dogs and cats, because they're in an animal nature, and they can identify with the animal nature and not God's nature. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Over on YouTube, I saw one come in. Confederate General Jep, print and frame that kid's drawing book report. Indeed.
That's right. It's amazing, Kaylin. Thank you again. I love it. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to the DLive crew, which includes Bill West, Chirp Alerter 5000, Aries 1, and the rest of those supporters over there. Games for Reckon, all of you guys. You know who you are.
Thank you.
And thank you to the Rumble and YouTube supporters on all the YouTube channels as well as the JLP channel. Very cool.
Right on. Thank you.
And thanks, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very, very much for support, helping us to do what we're doing to help others. Let me go to the first time call, Larry out of Nevada. Larry, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Larry.
I've been just recently got turned on to you about 2 months ago, and I've been watching your videos, and I just love them because you would be just a great leader and a great idol, someone to emulate for the black community. And I watched one of your videos the other day when you were talking about how people don't want to hire young black kids.
Yes.
I don't think it's across the board, but I have friends who own McDonald's and Burger King's. They've had this problem for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I actually have a friend who owns McDonald's. He had a kid there. This is like 2 years ago. Kid was 16 years old. Good kid. Seemed like a good kid. I met him because I would go to that McDonald's and talk to my friend, but the kid would snap all the time. But my friend saw something in him. He said, I want to get you to an anger management class. This is going to help you. Well, the next day, his mother shows up. They had to have the mother trespassed, yelling and screaming in the middle of McDonald's, how dare you say this? And it was almost like a Saturday Night Live skit. We want to get the kid anger. He wants to get the kid anger management. And his mother comes in and starts yelling at the top of her lungs about this.
Wow.
Are you friendly with Corey Brooks at all?
I don't know what it is.
Corey Brooks is this reverend. He's a conservative. He's out of Chicago. He's the cat.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I don't know him personally at all, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so he's really trying to do good things. I had spoken to him because I'd done work in Inglewood, Chicago. We tried to do work with homeless and less privileged.
Yeah.
And I wanted to come up with an anger management program. He goes, you can't call it anger management in these neighborhoods. I said, what? You have to call it conflict resolution. And I said, who's going to understand that? Yeah, I said, who's going to really, really understand it? And my question is, it's not even a question, it's a statement. The black leadership in this country, like, you would make a great leader. Ben Carson was a great leader. People are still talking or holding up Farrakhan and Al Sharpton, who's done nothing for black people. Like, zero. All they do is take money and threaten to boycott Pepsi. When are the people in these names, even that Maxine Waters, look at Compton. Compton is the worst it's ever been for, and it's gone downhill for 10 years. That's her district. She keeps getting reelected.
And all those people, man. But I have to tell you, blacks don't need leadership. They need to look within and overcome the anger. They got to forgive their mothers so they can stop believing the lies that their issue come from outside of them. It's inside of them. And based on the story that you told, I don't know if it's true or not, but based on that story, that mother came there screaming because for that son to see and understand anger, that means he's going to have to look and realize that anger came from her. And she doesn't want that to happen. That's why the devil was screaming.
Well, you know, if you go to a real anger management class, like with a therapist, that's what they tell you. They say the stuff you're feeling, especially if you're under the age of 18, even if you're 35 and you're angry, you can trace it back to your parents.
Even if you're 118, comes from the mother.
Yeah, and in these poor neighborhoods, you know, we're all attached to our mothers, but even more so. And, you know, it is education, too. And look at how this country has given up on education. And if you're poor in this country, you are truly screwed now. There is no chance for an education for you. The United States doesn't offer. And they're talking about places in California, like neighborhoods. They don't have enough books for a school. So what are they doing in the poor neighborhoods?
And the thing about it, they don't want it because we put a lot of money into education. Money up everywhere, and then the money is still spent somewhere else. They're not spending it on the children. They're keeping the money for themselves. The money
The number one job of the Board of Education when I grew up, their number one job was to make sure you had books.
Yeah.
That was their job.
But the money is not the problem. It's them taking the money for themselves. And they pretended that.
Well, I know the school union is like it's like a social. The way they're running is not showing the care about children. But what do we do about this? How do we help these young black kids who are saying, maybe the way I'm acting isn't right?
I don't have any. The best way to help
them. But they don't have anyone to show them because they never leave their neighborhood.
Right. But Larry, got to remember the best way to show them is not trying to help them. Let them suffer. You can't do it until they want it. Let them suffer.
You know, we can offer kind words to somebody. You never know what could be the catalyst.
The kind word of love is let them suffer until they're ready. But I got to take a break, Larry. Call me again. I do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, pal. Bye.
Okay. I am out of time, but the money is there, folks. They're cheaping the money and using the kids, but they fill the classroom up with minority kids, quote unquote, so they can say, oh, we need money for this. And where's the money? Another use of people, misuse. I am out of time. The Hate Report is coming now. The Hate Report. After that, the American Anchor Baby, and at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of Punchy TV. And thank you for your support. I do appreciate it. Thank you for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. And you're doing it without me having to ask all the time. What the? That's the way it should be. To the caller, Nick out of Iowa. The callers that just dropped. The ones that are coming in. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is the one, the only Bible Bumper Thursday. Oh, Lord! Get ready. Thank you all very much. Hate is coming now. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it, and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without, because He will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.
Thank you, Jesse Lee.